This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, our regular chat with Ira Flatow of NPR Science Friday. But first, we take you back to a pseudoscience call last Friday when I dialed the NPR Science Desk to talk with our correspondent friend Joe Palca. I had something big, a news clipping from the overseas wire service Agence France-Presse.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. It's Alex calling.
Alex, I'm here for you.
Let me just read this to you, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Russian scientists...
Read it.
...claim discovery of alien spaceship wreck in Siberia.
Yes,
you saw that?
Tunguska.
Exactly.
Yes.
Scientists who belong to the Tunguska Space Phenomenon Public State Fund said they found the remains of an extraterrestrial device that allegedly crashed near the Tunguska River in Siberia in 1908.
Yeah.
Well, you're with the science desk, and I thought, what the heck, maybe we should...
Send someone?
Well, or at least call you up and find out what you think.
Actually, I haven't gone beyond that article.
Oh.
But Ira is all over this like a cheap suit. Don't you talk to him?
We do, of course. Every Thursday. Ira Flatow, welcome back to the show.
That Palca, what a reporter he is. Huh?
You know, I was embarrassed to even mention this to Joe until he told me he knew about this story because you sent it to him.
Because we're on the cutting edge of science here, and you want the latest and the greatest, and that's what we're here to give.
I got to tell you, when I saw this, I thought, what would a longtime science reporter do when a story like this comes along? You must think, well, another nutball, or do you think there's an alien artifact out there?
Well, you never know what they're going to turn up. You know, in fact, we have to wait and see. That is the ultimate question. You know what the ultimate question of science is, whether you believe it or not? It is, if it's true, how come you're not rich? You know, if it's so, how come you ain't rich? For example, cold fusion. If cold fusion works, how come you ain't rich making $1 million off a cold fusion reactor? So, right? Makes sense?
Yeah.
So if they found a UFO out there, we should be able to see it. Show me the money. You know, where is the beef? All those things. Where is the actual object? Show it to me. Let's see what you've got, and we can examine it.
You're skeptical. Well, there was a Tunguska blast over Siberia almost a century ago. I guess it was a big meteor impact. And now... These scientists, what happens? What do you do as a science reporter when you get a weirdo claim like this?
Well, you try to look into it. You try to use your best reportorial skills, and you ask around. You ask other people, other experts about whether this could be true. I mean, this Tunguska thing, this really mysterious impact, left no crater on the ground. It knocked over trees for hundreds of square miles. Just think of a lot of pretzel sticks all lying on the ground. That's what the area looked like. And everybody for the last 100 years has been trying to figure out what could have caused this. Could it have been a little black hole that got close to the Earth? Could it have been a little meteorite, a little asteroid? That's what the mainstream scientists, you know, were thinking. Then after World War II, after the invention of the atomic bomb, we had all these UFO people saying, hey, maybe there was a nuclear reactor on a UFO that exploded and created, because this was a force of like a 20 megaton bomb, they calculated. Maybe a giant reactor exploded on the spaceship and therefore a UFO was out there. Let's go look for it. And so you have all these UFO people who are really excited, you know, about it. And now this Russian scientist is not really, you know, carrying a lot of weight with him because, you know, before he went out there, he told everybody, I'm going out to find evidence of a UFO at Tunguska. Science doesn't really work that way.
Well, maybe the basic thing here is, when you see a story like this, what about Agence France-Presse citing this person or these proponents as scientists? It's that word scientist. When you see, gosh, if there's a scientist behind this, it must be true. Or there's
science,
something to it.
Yes. Science knows this. Science knows that. Well, science is just a method of finding out. And if you know, you're not going to be a very well-respected scientist if you don't use the scientific method, which is first to be skeptical and then show me the evidence. If you go there saying, I'm going to find something, and voila, as they say in Agence France-Presse, you find it, that's not really a discovery, is it?
NPR Science Friday host Ira Flatow, a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day, where today we got from Ira a lesson in the scientific method. Ira, thank you.
You're welcome.